Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
CEO Kimmy Bay saying funeral preparations are underway for the 179 people who died when the airline 737-800 crash landed on Sunday. An American NTSB team of experts has arrived in South Korea to assist in the investigation into the crash. Respiratory illnesses like COVID-19, flu, and RSV are surging nationwide. New Hampshire seeing high activity. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Flags will fly at half-staff in Wisconsin for the next month in honor of former President Jimmy Carter. The 39th president died at the age of 100. Governor Tony Evers says Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect. Carter's post-presidency was marked by decades of humanitarian work. 2024 was an interesting weather year in Wisconsin. UW-Madison professor of atmospheric oceanic sciences John Martin says our extremely wet May and June was followed by prolonged droughts.
After about mid-July, especially in the southern part of the state, it stopped raining entirely. It just hardly rained again through, you know, middle of July all the way to the end of August and early September. We had one exceptional day in September, and otherwise we would have had almost no precipitation that month. So what a weird year it's been in so many ways.
Professor Martin says 2024 is now on track to be Wisconsin's warmest year on record. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered snow showers possible this afternoon. Temperatures generally hovering in the low 30s for a good chunk of the day with a north wind at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25 by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 22. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check it out, Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 7:02 on Tuesday morning from the New Lisbon Police Department. At approximately 4:29 p.m., the Juneau County Communications Center received a call regarding three individuals who were located inside a residence in the city of New Lisbon and were found to be deceased. A person of interest in the investigation being identified as Virgil G. Thu. Virgil is a white male. Date of birth is June 22nd, 1977. He weighs approximately 150 pounds and is 5 feet 10 inches tall. He was last seen wearing a dark-colored, dark coat and hat. Virgil is currently wanted through the Wisconsin Probation and Parole. Virgil should be considered armed and dangerous. And law enforcement asks that if seen, do not approach him and please contact authorities immediately. That is from the New Lisbon Police Department. So far, no additional updates have been released on this. We are actively monitoring this as this gentleman's whereabouts are unknown. If you do know where Virgil is at, please contact local authorities immediately. Do not approach him. We will keep tabs on this throughout the day and provide updates as needed. Here is Huey Lewis in the News, the heart of rock and roll on 703 on Max FM.
The heart of rock and roll, heart of rock and roll is still beating. 80s, 90s, and more.
Love Jack.
You say,
oh, tainted love.
99 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 7-Eleven on Tuesday morning. We'll take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, we do have a slight chance of rain and snow showers. It'll be cloudy, a high of 33. Tonight, slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a low of 21 degrees. Tomorrow, New Year's Day, partly sunny, a high of 25. Looking ahead to Thursday, partly sunny, a high of 24. Friday, sunny with a high of 19. Temps will continue to stay cool in the low teens to or high teens to mid-20s. So get ready for a cool down. Now it's time to get those outdoor things done that you need to. Maybe get those decorations in if you don't want to be doing that when it gets colder. Currently 30 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily, how are you doing on this Tuesday?
Good morning, Dave. Happy New Year's Eve. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning and happy New Year's Eve to you as well. I'm doing great. Last day of the year. I can't believe it. It just, time is flying by.
Yes, absolutely. And 2024 was full of lots of things, and I've kind of been going through my files in my brain. I like to have an imagery to share with everybody about how when you have lots of, as we know, our brains are very full of things, and there's lots of different ways that we remember things or experience things, right? And I like have a full-on image of like a file cabinet with like all the different colored files of manila envelopes. Some of them are like jammed full of stuff, and some of them are empty.
Yep.
Some of them are filed incorrectly. But I do like, you know, I feel like when I try to pull out, you know, big things and also the small things that might be appreciated throughout a period of time, like a reflection time, like a New Year's Eve day. I pull out that file cabinet and start pulling out those files. So if this is not indicative of my experience, am I dating myself or what, that I think of file cabinets, but I've always thought of that. And so you kind of pick back through your files and try to find some of those ones that are either sticking out or stuffed back in that they might not seem important. And you know, pull those files out that are the small things that happened in 2024 and that might not seem so huge, but actually were, you know, milestones, if you will, or things that stick out in your memory or in your file cabinet, if you're me. So that's what I try to do today on New Year's Eve. And it's really kind of fun. Sometimes there's ways to help yourself do that, right? Like looking through your pictures in your phone, you can really get a good idea of the things that you did if you're a picture taker, or looking through your texts. I know this is using technology in like a funny way, but like finding goofy things that people said over the years. So it's just kind of fun to, or if you keep a journal, stuff like that, it's kind of fun to reflect. So I encourage everyone to take a minute today and bust out their file cabinet, whatever that means to them, and find some of the things from 2024 and also some of the small ones that may have gotten filed away in the not so important, but they actually are important file. So that's my New Year's Eve spiel. Feeling inspired yes. Today, not expired.
Yeah, not expired, inspired. We want to make sure everyone's inspired, not expired. So, and you know what? That's exactly it. I was kind of looking through my phone yesterday, looking at some of the photos. The thing I come to realize, I take a lot of pictures of my dog. That's what was in there, kind of doing the same thing. And the thing that he's done lately, his new thing is to stick his tongue out when I'm taking his picture. And
oh, he
did
doesn't.
It again yesterday. I mean, that dog, and it was a funny picture. It's on my personal social media page in case anyone's curious about it. But
oh,
yeah, it was kind of funny. I was eating Christmas cookies yesterday, and I had a peanut butter cookie, and he's looking at me like, "You're not eating all that, are you?" He's sitting on the back of the chair looking down at me. So, yeah, for what it's worth.
I have two thoughts about that. Stout hears us talking all the time about this fantastic photographer at Saucon Humane Society. And he's like, yeah, look at me. Where's my pictures? Take my picture. Right? He's like hamming it up for the picture. And two, he's giving you a hard time for eating Christmas cookies. I think maybe he's heckling
you. He wants me to share is what it's really about. But do you know what today is besides New Year's Eve Day, Emily?
Is it Stout's birthday?
No. Nope. Okay. 359 days till Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I saw that yesterday. I thought it was so cute. I went to the Log Cabin restaurant, which, by the way, if folks out there haven't been there at all or been there for a while, roll through there. They're just so lovely over there. I really appreciate them, and I appreciate the whole atmosphere. But they've got a sign up there that says how many days till Christmas. It just cracked me up. Like they wrote in the three because like it's a calendar from last year. Anyway, that's insanity. Let's focus on the new year.
Well, I couldn't pass it up, you know. Well, and it got me thinking as I was eating those Christmas cookies yesterday and 359 days till Christmas. You know, fruitcake, it's a very divisive holiday treat. And it's something that we saw while we were out and about in some of the stores yesterday. And it got me thinking, it's our survey of the day. Do you like fruitcake? And is it something you would eat? Yay or nay? We want you to text us 608-355-9970 or use the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Mouse. Click text. Yes or no to fruitcake? I want to know that answer today, Emily. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, my thoughts are I want to make some clarity here. Do you like fruitcake, the food? Okay, so yes. There's a lot of fruitcake conversations that happen here between Dave and I, and it's one thing we know about people behaving like fruitcakes, including us sometimes. So I wanted to clarify, we're talking about fruitcake food. Don't get any misinformation here on the morning show about which kind of fruitcake we're referring to.
Yeah, I'm leaving Wendy out of this. Come on now.
She's
right behind me now.
Watch
out. You know, this is nothing new, you know. I don't see anything swinging over my head, so
I do feel safe. That's so funny you said that, because I was thinking about, she's probably got some tools she can grab right near her to swing at you. Maybe she's being kind, but just be aware, she is also filling in for Aaron, for what I recall, so she's got a little more air time right now, so she might go ahead and get you back on air. So just I bet. She's pretty smart. She's pretty sassy. I would watch out.
Yeah, so we want to make sure we're crystal clear. Fruitcake the food, yes or no? Text us, 608-355-9970. Is that a food you like? Yes or no? We'll kind of keep tabs on that. And so, Emily, do you like fruitcake? Do you eat fruitcake? What are your thoughts?
So I like that I'm still not answering your question, as you can tell, but I like that the question is two-parted. Do you like it and would you eat it, right? Those are two different things, because here's my experience. No, I don't like it, but yes, I have eaten it because someone gave it out for Christmas and it felt obligatory to eat it. And I was a little kid and I didn't even understand what like the deal was with it. So I had some out of obligation because it was a part of a gift, and I felt that it was very odd. Now, Let's think about the time and place. I was probably about eight or 9 years old, maybe younger, and it was with a gift of like a Christmas tin full of cookies. So I'm sitting there with cookies, and then I need to eat that. So, I mean, if it would have been served on its own without a comparison of cookies to like a 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old, you know, and I possibly would have given it another chance. But in the contrast with the cookies, oh, no. I was like, what is this? How is this food? Like, it just doesn't compute to me. And again, I don't understand, because I like fruit and I like cake and I like nuts. So, like, those are the things that are in it. But it just, sorry, Grandma, but I did not love it. I liked the cookies.
And that's the thing. It was interesting, because one of the things that got me thinking about it was, we were out shopping the other day and they had the fruitcake stuff in a container, and it was in the clearance aisle because, you know, it's that time when all the holiday stuff goes into clearance. And that was one of the items that was in the clearance aisle. And then we looked at the expiration date of it and it was 2026. And so,
what? That doesn't seem right at all.
It doesn't. And so I'm like,
Good for that long.
Right. And that's what kind of shocked me as well. So I'm like, okay, so we have some of the ingredients right here. And then Wendy looks at me, should we get that? And I'm like, no. And so I was like, no. Because we're going to forget where we put it. And it looks like there was a little bit of liquid in there. And then I'm like, no, this just doesn't look like it'll end well. And, you know, and then what's going to happen is, we're going to get it, we're going to forget about it, and then we'll be like, maybe we should make a fruitcake. And we have not made our own. That's one thing I can say. I will eat it if it's the good stuff. I mean, the stuff you get in some of the big box stores that's just shoved into a container that's mass produced, no way. I won't do it. If it's someone baked, I'll let you know that answer a little bit later. So I'm not going to give away my answer completely. So I'm not going to say yay or nay yet, but we want to know what your thoughts are. Fruitcake, yes or no? Text us, 608-355-9970. You can also use the free Civic Media app to text us. Look for 997MaxFM. Tap on Max Miles. Click text. Let us know your thoughts on fruitcake. And you can give us more details than just yes or no, of course. I'm kind of curious what people are going to say, because it's that time of year, Emily, right? We're wrapping up eating our holiday cookies at this point.
Right. And if you have fruitcake, and, you know, if you like fruitcake, go for it, man. I know I'm not going to ever have feelings about anyone who likes certain foods that I don't like. That doesn't matter. It's always about personal opinion, right? But if you like fruitcake and you have the kind that lasts for the next 2 years, according to that expiration.
Well, that was the ingredients. Fruitcake doesn't last that long. Last quite a while.
I was like, oh, okay, weird. But it is one of those things I think they can keep a little bit longer. But yeah, don't, like Dave said, don't forget about it. Don't like stow it away somewhere and then wonder what that science project is in your cabinet next year.
Right.
So, you know, I got a good story about a science project from a certain individual I knew from back when they were in high school that I'll share someday, because it's good comedy content and it's a true story. So, but you know, if you have the fruitcake, I would say it's probably time to, if you like it, eat it up. It's probably time to, like Dave said, in a very nice pun, wrap up the Christmas treats. Get them done. Yes. Get them eaten. Move on. I bought some great treats for New Year's today, and I'm looking to have that new year treat versus continuing to eat the Christmas treats because got to move on, right?
Oh, I'm still eating Christmas treats, and I'm not gonna even gonna lie. So, all right, so text
you
us
can't
in.
Do that in the morning. Your doctor said. No,
I'm not eating that.
Morning.
I had oatmeal this morning. I'm straight and narrow. I'm not eating that for breakfast. So, again, text us 608-355-9970. Let's know your thoughts on fruitcake. We'll talk about that a little bit more this morning around 8:10. Emily, you'll be back with me at 7:40 so we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
Sounds wonderful. See you then.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Baraboo's favorite, 99.7
Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to text in your thoughts on fruitcake. Is it something you would eat? Or just let us know your thoughts in general. Heading into the Danger Zone with Kenny Loggins at 7:28 on Tuesday morning on Max FM. Decent more, dialed out 7 Max FM, 7:31 on Tuesday morning. It is New Year's Eve day. I was looking around and finding some ideas what I could be possibly doing over the weekend. So I did go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can shop local and save big, and this one caught my eye. You can get a $50 certificate to the Disorderly Conduct Rage Room for just $30. The Disorderly Conduct Rage Room is a safe place to release and process pent-up anger by breaking stuff and splattering paint. You get the opportunity to slug it out in Rage Room with a baseball bat or a sledgehammer, or you can squirt paint all over the walls. This looks like a lot of fun. This is over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Again, it's a $50 certificate to the Disorderly Conduct Rage Room, just $35. And the cool part about this, it's also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. So if you're looking for something to do, that sounds like a lot of fun this weekend. I think I want to get one of those because you get to break stuff. Who has not imagined wanting to break like a TV or a computer screen with a sledgehammer? This sounds like something that's right up my alley, so I wanted to mention it this morning. It just looks like a lot of fun. Again, that's over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And if you look at the picture on there, it's kind of cool. Looks like there was a big flat screen TV at some point that got destroyed. buy a sledgehammer. So there you go. So if you're looking for something to do and get rid of some of that processed anger, perfect way to do that. So, you know, I think of office space as well. So I may or may not have broken a printer in a parking lot before and had law enforcement drive by. This seems like a much safer idea. All right, speaking of safer ideas, we want to know your thoughts on fruitcake. Text us 608-355-9970. We want to know if you like fruitcake and any other thoughts on fruitcake that you have. So again, you can text us 608-355-9970. You can also use the free Civic Media app and text us. And don't forget to text us birthdays and anniversaries. Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our bougie night out, where we offer late night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m., along with special discounts, and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 5th Street in downtown Baraboo.
There's a new one-of-a-kind business in downtown Reedsburg, Bender's Tap In. Stop in tonight and try your hand at virtual golf, football, zombie dodgeball, and more with their sports simulators. After working up an appetite, choose from unique Wisconsin favorites with some Texas flair. Bender's Tap In features gourmet burgers and hot dogs, along with the Broad of the Month special, some delicious appetizers, all with a southern twist. With 40 unique beers, including 8 on tap, you can experience a new beer on almost every visit. Try Bender's Tap In today.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Jared Goff threw for 303 yards and 3 touchdowns to lead Detroit to a 40-34 come-from-behind win over San Francisco on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Lions capped off their road schedule a perfect 8-0, and they improved to 14-2 to set up an NFC North title matchup against the Vikings this Sunday night in Detroit. Brock Purdy throwing for 377 yards and 3 touchdowns, but was picked off twice in the loss. Packers are off today. They'll resume work tomorrow as they get ready for the regular season finale against the Bears at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said Monday the team is not sure if they'll have defensive back Jaire Alexander for the rest of the season. Alexander's been experiencing swelling in his sore knee. Bucks return to action this afternoon against the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis. An 8th-ranked Marquette also back in action in the Big East tonight at Providence. That one tips at 5 p.m. on FS1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered snow showers possible this afternoon. Temperatures generally hovering in the low 30s for a good chunk of the day with a north wind at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25 by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 22. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check it out, Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 737 on Tuesday morning. As a reminder, text those birthdays and anniversaries in now, 608-355-9970. Also, your thoughts on fruitcake. We'll talk about all that in about 3 minutes on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, the fine young cannibal. She drives me crazy. 7:41 on Tuesday morning. It is New Year's Eve day. We're just a few hours away from a new year, Emily. Can you believe it?
I know. It's so exciting. And I love that just now you're reading off the what day it is and what's going on, and you didn't know it was Tuesday, and that's fantastic, because in this week of the legit holidays, it is difficult to know what day of the week it is, because you kind of just know what day towards the holiday it is. So I woke up and I thought it was Friday, so I don't know what's going on, but...
That was a cruel joke like a... on you.
Well, no, I mean, it feels like a Friday because it's like a celebration day. You know what I mean? So yes, it does feel like the energy's up, because it's like, because you know that, you know, there's something special is happening this evening, no matter what people do on their New Year's Eve. First of all, no matter what you do out there, please be safe.
Yes.
But no matter what people do with their New Year's Eve, you know that nobody just lets it pass by without a thought, right? So it is a special day and night. And some people do it big. Some people like to sit at home with their loved ones and their furry babies and have a nice little, you know, TV watching if they make it to midnight, watch the ball drop, New York City, maybe. You know, there's some years I don't make it to midnight. I don't, you know, that's fine.
Yeah,
I did plenty of that younger. That's fine.
Right. And that's exactly it. I mean, Wendy and I were talking about that too. And I said, we'll be lucky if we make it to see the ball drop in New York at 11 o'clock. I'll be happy with 10 o'clock because, you know, as you know, we get up early in the morning to do this. And I am up typically by about 4:30-ish in the morning every day and sometimes a few minutes later. But it's one of those things. I don't stay up too late. And I did it when I was younger. Yeah, great. And then you get wiser. But you did mention something that's some very near and dear to my heart. And I do want to take a moment and talk about this because it is serious. If you are out celebrating tonight, please do so responsibly. If you are going to be out, please make sure you have a safe ride home. Do not drink and drive. Do not get into a vehicle that somebody has been consuming adult beverages and ride home with them. I have lost friends because of this, something very near and dear to my heart. Please celebrate responsibly. We have bar buddies in this area. They will get you home safely. And remember to please be nice to those people because they're going to be busy tonight carting you all over the place, getting you home safely. Don't be obnoxious. Just be nice to them and be patient with all of our establishments too, because they're going to be busy tonight. So be nice, be kind.
Yes, definitely. Bar Buddies, I think, is such a fabulous opportunity to use. As far as I understand, it's completely free, right?
Yes, it is, for a ride home.
It's so
and
wonderful.
You can tip them. And so it's definitely something.
Tip them. Don't. That's not a choice. Please tip them.
Give them a nice tip tonight because they're taking you home.
Yes. After many, many years of working New Year's Eve in the bar industry and in the industry in which, you know, I'm on the other side of the people that are going out having a good time. The only people that are dealing with the people that you have dealt with as the bartender after you deal with them are the people giving them a ride home. And boy, they've got their hands full. So like Dave said, and I speak to you truly from personal experience of working in that industry for a long time. I worked New Year's Eve for so many years in a row. I can't even count. Please be kind to your servers, to your bartenders, and to your folks giving you a ride home, because they also like to celebrate New Year's, and they don't get to celebrate it in the same way because they're working. So they also like to have fun, too. So definitely, you know, share your joy and kindness with them because it's a special night for them, too. Even though they're working, sometimes working New Year's Eve is really a lot of fun, too. So just, yeah, word out there to just, you know, put your kind foot ahead and choose joy, like we always say in this show. And tonight can be a night of immense joy and fun, and tonight can be a night too of, you know, some unsafe stuff that could be lingering. So please, you know, make good choices for sure.
Well, and that's exactly it. And our law enforcement's working tonight, and they're keeping very busy tonight as well. So they don't want to be dealing with you either. So don't be stupid. There's my PSA of the day.
PSA. They're the ones actually at the very end of the road after the bartenders deal with you, and then after the cabbies and the rides home deal with you. If you're still not dealt with, then you got to go deal with law enforcement. So they're the end of the road. Don't get there. Be patient with everyone, and they will be patient with you. But have a good time and be safe. Happy New Year.
Well, and if they deal with you, I guarantee your New Year's Day breakfast is not going to be at a restaurant of your choosing. So
you're not going to the log cabin for breakfast if you're dealing with law enforcement at the end of the night tonight. So let's all make a New Year's resolution right now to not do that and have yourself a really nice evening and a nice day. Like, that's the thing about New Year's, right? You can have a really rocking evening and you can also have a really great New Year's day. And if one is bigger than the other, then it may affect the next day. You know what I'm saying? So PSA, check that box. We are so good at what we do. Look at us getting this messaging in, all positivity across the board.
Yes, it is. All right, we're going to talk about celebrity birthdays briefly. December 31st, last year of the day, is Val Kilmer's birthday. We all know who he is. It's also Psy's birthday. And, you know, his song, Gangnam Style. So that is, if you don't know that song, I'm going to go see if that's in the playlist right now. That's where I'm headed. So I'll let you take over and see who else you see on here, because that is exactly, I'm not even kidding you, that's what I'm going to look for.
It's so good. And you know what? If you hear the song, get up and dance, because the dance is down in history. It is just amazing. I am super appreciative of that song. Yeah, I'm totally dancing. I'm done. I'm on.
It's coming up.
Okay, I see. All right. I see Amber Caitlin Beale. This YouTube sensation can rock any makeup look. We can't wait to see her next endeavor. Makeup is super important to the younger generations, like crazy important. It was important to some of us when we were younger, too. But there's some products out there that are just getting it done. So makeup is fun. As I was coached by my parents at a young age, if you can tell you're wearing a lot of makeup, you might have put too much on. So depends on what you're dressing up for, though. New Year's Eve, you can maybe do a little extra sparkles on your eyes or whatever you're looking for.
Donna Summer's
birthday today. You're not doing sparkles on your eyes.
No sparkles on my eyes.
Please? Okay, never mind. Okay, Donna Summer was an amazing artist, and to this day still has a legion of fans. Donna Summer, I mean, play some music for Donna tonight. Like, Donna Summer has some of the greatest hits that can just kind of amp up your party. So enjoy Donna Summer. It's her birthday today, December 31st. I'm trying to think of the New Year's Eve parties she must have been involved in. Boy,
oh my goodness.
So fun. Yeah, a little bit jealous of
that. She's a great artist.
Oh gosh. Hands down, huge fan. Who do we got here? Let's see.
Those were the main ones I saw.
Henry Matisse's birthday. Yeah, so these are some that have been passed, but I'll just go ahead and talk about Henry Matisse. I took some art classes in college, and one of the things, oftentimes when you are in art classes and, you know, higher learning, you have to essentially, quote unquote, copy one of the masters. And I chose Matisse, and it was one of the coolest things I ever did. It was so focused, and I was days and days alone on the floor doing a Matisse painting, and it turned out pretty cool, I thought. So I have a special place in my heart for Matisse. So happy birthday to the Matisse that we used to have. What else do you see, Dave? Are you caught up?
That I'm caught up. I was getting Gangnam Style in there, so that's on there.
Oh, okay. That's
that, as soon as we get done with this break, that's coming up next. So I want everyone dancing around this morning. But don't forget to text us about fruitcake. Let us know your thoughts. We're going to talk about that a little bit later here this morning. Let's get to our local birthday. We do have a local birthday on our list. And then we also have an anniversary. I'll let you do the local birthday if you like, Emily, and I'll do the anniversary.
Absolutely. So, local birthday today, New Year's Eve. Tammy Steve. I think
Tammy
I said that
Steve.
Right. Tammy Steve, happy birthday to you on this beautiful New Year's Eve day. It must be a fun day to have a birthday. I sure hope so. And I wish you the best birthday. Be the queen that you are. I just love birthdays. Celebrate yourself. It is the day that you literally are supposed to celebrate yourself. So go for it, Tammy. Have a great, great day. Be safe and have a ton of fun today.
And I hope Kevin bought you something very nice for your birthday as well. So I'm hoping he went all out on your birthday and got you lots of stuff to celebrate. So if he didn't, let us know, Tammy. I want to know. So
inquiring minds want to know.
Yes. And then also, I do want to take a moment, a very special anniversary in our world. My brother and sister-in-law are celebrating their anniversary this year. So happy birthday to Kurt and Sue Brungraber. It is their anniversary today. So I remember their wedding day very distinctly. Lots of shenanigans there. I'm not going to go into details. The statute of limitations is now passed on that. But I'm not going to talk about everything from that night. It was a, fun night. We'll just leave it at that. So happy anniversary to them.
Weddings I'm already are always laughing. Fun. You don't have to say anymore.
Yeah, well, it was a lot
can
of fun.
Picture you in a wedding. I'm sure it's fantastic.
Oh, believe me, there are some good pictures that weren't taken that night. But the one thing that I do remember from that night that is kind of funny, I had my first dog, Bear, with us at the hotel. And Bear was a pretty decent-sized blue heeler, collie type of mix. He had a little bit of wolf in him. And I actually had him at the hotel with me in Milwaukee. And we're walking through there. I'm in a full-blown tux and tails. Walking through the hotel with him, a few people were a little nervous. I think they thought he was a drug-sniffing dog. Yeah.
Well, no one should be nervous about that at a wedding. Come on.
Well, the rest of the hotel. It wasn't anyone at the wedding, but people in the hotel. And, of course, all Bear was looking for was snacks.
Of course he was. He's a healer. Come on. Yeah. You said he might have had some wolf in him. He was definitely looking for snacks.
Oh, yeah. He was looking for snacks. He loved walking through the hotel that night and tail all curled and proud. So, yeah, that's one night I'll never forget. So, happy birthday or anniversary to everyone that is celebrating today or tomorrow. So, Emily, you will be back with me at 8:10. We're going to talk about our informal survey we're still working on, fruitcake. Let us know your thoughts on it.
Let us know your thoughts about fruitcake, folks. It's an important piece of information. See you then.
Text us at 608-355-9970. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together on this New Year's Eve day. And as a reminder, make sure you check out the hours for some of our establishments today. It is New Year's Eve day, so some places may be closing a little bit earlier today, so make sure you check that out. Again, the morning show brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jace Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jace also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jace Pub & Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Kick off your year with the Mirror Lake State Park First Day Hike. 2025 marks the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park system, and you can join them to kick off this year-long celebration at Mirror Lake State Park. A brief program to honor the 125th anniversary will start the event at 11 a.m., followed by a guided 1.5-mile First Day Hike. Refreshments will be available, and there will be a fire going to keep you warm. Again, this event gets started at 11 a.m. at Mirror Lake State Park at the Boat Launch parking lot. This is a free event, but a state park sticker is required. And with the holidays, many local businesses will have special events and operating hours. Be sure to check their social media pages and websites for details. And as always, swing by the local Chamber of Commerce sites as well.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:54 on Tuesday morning, December 31st, New Year's Eve. You know, we got to have a little bit of party in the morning. You know, that's how we roll over here at Max FM. Plus, it is Cy's birthday, and we have to play this. You know, there's no way I wasn't playing Gangnam Style on Max FM. You got that vibe going? We want everyone dancing.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선어해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해.
오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 때 노는 선어해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일
80s, 90s and more
99.7 Max FM
of the phoenix all ends with beginnings what keeps the planet spinning the force from the beginning
We're up all night again.